Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Deeper Truth. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Today is Tuesday of the second week of Lent, March 7th, 2023, the feast of the saints Perpetua and Felicity, their story. Our Father, who art in heaven, sacred is your word. Your kingdom come. Your words be heard on earth as they are in heaven. Give us today your saving word. Forgive our neglect of it in the past, as we forgive those who neglect us. Lead us toward an encounter with you each time we delve into the scriptures. For your presence, your power, and your glory are ever present among us, now and forever. Father, we beg your blessing for the bright to life, the unborn, the weak, the sick, and the old, all who are finding themselves being targets of the vicious culture of death. That our Lord Jesus bless and protect all who stand up for the Christian dignity of persons. That God enlighten those who are traveling down death's highway by their involvement in any way with either the contemporary death culture, selfism, relativism, or any of the new age errors of our times. That God envelop our culture with his divine protection and help us both individually and as a nation to true enlightenment, conversion, and repentance of ourselves and our culture. Help us to turn from our national sin of abortion and return to and once again become a Christian nation on the narrow road, that is, the path to becoming a nation and culture under God. Amen. I believe that your divine Son became man and died for our sins, and that he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe these and all the truths which the Holy Catholic Church teaches, because you have revealed them who can neither deceive nor be deceived. My Jesus, I believe that you are present in the most holy sacrament. I love you above all things, and I desire to receive you into my soul. Since I cannot at this moment receive you sacramentally, come at least spiritually into my heart. I embrace you as if you were already there, and unite myself wholly to you. Never permit me to be separated from you. Amen. Memorare. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to your protection, implored your help, or sought your intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To you do I come, before you I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word Incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in your mercy hear and answer me. Amen. And so let us begin. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Remember your love and your faithfulness, O Lord. Remember your people and have mercy on us, Lord.
Our daily readings, March 7th, 2023, Tuesday of the second week of Lent. Reading 1, Isaiah, from the book of Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. The responsorial psalm. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth, though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you? To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me. And to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Glory and praise to you, O Lord Jesus Christ. The Gospel according to St. Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus spoke to the crowds and to the disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor at banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greeting in marketplace, and the salutation rabbi. As for you, do not be called rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Presenting from Deeper Truth, the Saint of the Day. They say that every dog has its day. Well, so does every saint. And when the saints go marching in, Donald Hartley, the Catholic defender, knows exactly who's going to be in that number. And he'll share them with you every day. That's the Saint of the Day for inspiring true stories of your everyday saint. Don't worry, they won't bite.
Saint Perpetua and Felicity Story. Perpetua, young, beautiful, well-educated, a noble woman of Carthage in North Africa, mother of an infant son, and chronicler of the persecution of the Christians by Emperor Septimius Severus, and wrote, "When my father, in his affection for me, was trying to turn me from my purpose by arguments and thus weaken my faith, I said to him, 'Do you see this vessel, water pot, or whatever it may be? Can it be called by any other name than what it is?' 'No,' he replied. 'So also I cannot call myself by any other name than that what I am, a Christian.' The Catholic Church rose out of the ashes of the major Roman persecutions that nearly lasted for 3 centuries. There were 10 major persecutions. The first persecution under Nero, AD 67. The second persecution under Domitian, AD 81. The third persecution under Trajan, AD 108. The fourth persecution under Marcus Aurelius Antoninus, AD 162. The fifth persecution, commencing with Severus, AD 192. The sixth persecution under Maximus, AD 235. The seventh persecution under Decius, AD 249. The eighth persecution under Valerian, AD 257. The ninth persecution under Aurelian, AD 274. The tenth persecution under Diocletian, AD 303. On March 7th, the Catholic Church remembers Saint Perpetua and Felicity, who suffered martyrdom during the fifth persecution under Emperor Severus. This persecution greatly affected Africa, where Saint Perpetua and Felicity were from. In the year 203, Saint Perpetua was a woman raised with nobility. She was raised with great promise, with one exception. Her mother was a Catholic, which was a dangerous way of life at the time because of the Roman Emperor's decree. It would not be long before Saint Perpetua would be affected because of her family's ties to the underground church. Some of them, one of her brothers especially, became a catechumen, learning the faith from his sister. St. Perpetua's father was a pagan who loved his family, but could not control them as their faith in Christ was too strong. At 22 years of age, you would think St. Perpetua, who had a small child, would have every reason to want to live. Yet her faith in Christ and the knowledge of everlasting life was even more important to her. It is believed that her husband was already a martyr. She was already a widow. When the father challenged St. Perpetua's faith, pointing to a water jug, she asked her father, "See that pot lying there? Can you call it by any other name than what it is?" Her father answered, "Of course not." Perpetua responded, "Neither can I call myself by any other name than what I am, a Christian." Losing this argument, her father went on the attack. He lost it, had St. Perpetua arrested and imprisoned. He was arrested along with four other teachers, two slaves, Philosophy and Revocatus, and Saturninus and Secundulius. In her diary, Perpetua described her period of captivity. She says, "What a day of horror, terrible heat, owing to the crowds, rough treatment by the soldiers. To crown all, I was tormented with anxiety for my baby. Such anxieties I suffered for many days, but I obtained leave for my baby to remain in the prison with me, and being relieved of my trouble and anxiety for him, I at once recovered my health, and my prison became a palace to me, and I would rather have been there than anywhere else." So their chief catechist, Saturius, was also captured and imprisoned. He had ensured baptism for St. Perpetua before their imprisonment. St. Perpetua was gifted by God for her ability to speak before others, receiving messages from Jesus and Our Lady, who encouraged her during trials and persecutions. Prison was horrible. It was overcrowded. The African heat was unbearable. Darkness and prison were closely aligned together. The soldiers were brutal in their treatment of prisoners, especially women. St. Perpetua endured the separation she felt as her child was taken from her and she was placed in this horrible situation. St. Felicity was 8 months pregnant going through this hardship. Sometimes when things are so bad, just a little glimmer of hope can go a long way. There were two deacons that were able to minister to these women of faith, ensuring that they were given a place where they could see family members and St. Perpetua could see her baby. Being with her child, as any mother can relate, she recalled, "My prison suddenly became a palace for me," she said. Her father, feeling remorse and regret, made another appeal to his saintly daughter. He came throwing himself at her feet, kissing her hands. But her only response was, "We lie not in our own power, but in the power of God." The judge had compassion for the father, also tried to change St. Perpetua's mind, but that was to no avail. In the end, the judge sentenced St. Perpetua to be thrown to wild beasts in the arena. St. Perpetua was given a great grace that gives all of us a glimpse of what is to come for all of us. Her brother asked her, "Lady sister, you are now greatly honored, so greatly that you may well pray for a vision to show you whether suffering or release is the store for you. And Perpetua responded, telling her brother what will happen the next day. Saint Perpetua gave this vision a golden ladder of the highest length, reached up to heaven. On the sides of the ladder were swords, lances, hooks, and daggers, so that if anyone did not climb looking up to heaven, they would be severely injured. At the bottom of the ladder lay a large dragon to try to scare those journeying up away from heaven. Satyrius was the first to begin the climb. Once he reached the top, he called out, "Perpetua, I wait for you, but take care that the dragon does not bite you." To which she replied, "In the name of Jesus Christ, he will not hurt me." And the dragon put down his head. Perpetua traveled up the ladder and saw a beautiful vast garden with a tall man with white hair, dressed like a shepherd and milking sheep. "Thou art well, come my daughter, come my child," he said to Perpetua, giving her some of the curds from the milk she ate, and all those around her said, "Amen." Perpetua woke from her dream with a sweet taste still in her mouth. At once she took her brother what happened, and together they understood they must suffer. Saint Felicity was 8 months pregnant, and this was an issue for the authorities. It was against the law to execute a woman that was pregnant. To the authority, killing a child in the womb was shedding innocent blood. I find that information interesting, as this is a pro-life stand. Felicity was worried she would not have the child before their date of execution, as she wanted to go with her friends to heaven. Despite threats of persecution and death, Perpetua, Felicity, a slave woman and an expectant mother, and three companions, Revocatus and Secundulus and Saturninus, refused to renounce their Christian faith for their willingness to all were sent to the public games in the amphitheater. There, Perpetua and Felicity were beheaded, and the others killed by beasts. Felicity went into labor just 2 days before her execution. Knowing this, the guards made fun of her, insulting her by name, by saying, "If you think you suffer now, how will you stand it when you face the wild beasts?" Felicity responded back to them calmly. She said, "Now I'm the one who is suffering, but in the arena, another will be within there in me suffering for me, because I will be suffering for him," she said. She gave birth to a beautiful, healthy girl who was adopted and raised by one of the Christian women of Carthage. The Christians in prison began to have a positive impact on the guards, especially Perpetua. For a time, this helped the faithful, as the warden did allow prisoners to have visitors. The warden himself would convert to the Catholic faith through the example of these great Christian martyrs. Reminds me of the jailer who ran and scared to death to St. Paul's cell when the earthquake hit the land. The jailer's whole family were all baptized. When the guards were afraid to clean the prisons up before execution, Perpetua spoke up. She said, "We're supposed to die in honor of Caesar's birthday. Wouldn't it look better for you if we looked better?" Subsequently, they were all allowed to clean themselves before their execution. The day before the executions, the crowds awaited the martyrdoms of these saints, tried to make fun of them, but the Christians turned it around on the pagans, reducing the laughing crowd to silence because of their saintly, heroic demeanor. The Christians exhorted the pagans to follow their example. Facing death, many of the crowd witnessed the heroic faith, their heroic faith. Perpetua and her leadership kept everyone in high spirits as they met the eyes of everyone along the way. Witnesses told how Saint Perpetua walked with shining steps as the true wife of Christ, the darling of God. When those at the arena tried to force Perpetua and the rest to dress in robes dedicated to their gods, Perpetua challenged her executions. She said, "We came to die out of our own free will, so we wouldn't lose our freedom to worship our God. We gave you our lives so that we wouldn't have to worship your gods." She and the others were allowed to keep their clothes. The men were attacked by bears, lepers, and wild boars. The women were stripped to face a rabid heifer. The two were thrown out and attacked, but the crowd cried out they had enough. The women were removed and clothed again. Perpetua and Felicity were thrown back into the arena to face the gladiators. Perpetua called out to her brother and other Christians, and she said, "Stand fast in the faith and love one another. Do not let our sufferings be a stumbling block to you." Perpetua and Felicity stood side by side and were killed by sword at Carthage in the Roman province of Africa. As they climbed up the ladder towards heaven, the glimpse of heaven became clearer and clearer to such a degree that despite their suffering, their eyes were centered on Christ. Perpetua's record of her trial and imprisonment ends the day before the games. Of what was done in the games themselves, let him write to all. The diary was finished by an eyewitness. Saints Perpetua and Felicity and the patron saints of mothers, expectant mothers, ranchers, and butchers. Their feast day is celebrated on March 7th. And thank you, Lord, for the lives of these precious saints. And now, since they have climbed that ladder up into heaven, they are among the great cloud of witnesses who pray and intercedes for us. And thank you for the lives and the prayers of these holy saints. And help us to strengthen ourselves as they were strong in the Holy Catholic faith. Help us to dedicate our lives to you, O Lord, and to Our Lady, and to our Holy Catholic faith. And so we pray for America. We pray for the Catholic Church. We pray for Pope Francis and all the clergy. We pray for all the faithful throughout the world, some suffering as did Saint Perpetua and Felicity. There have been many in the last century, the 19th and 20th century, what's happened in the Middle East. And so we pray for the persecuted church. We pray for liberty and freedom. We pray that through the blood of saints, the martyrs, the church will grow in these lands. And we pray for those. We pray for ourselves. I pray for the prodigals that have gone astray. We pray for those who have abandoned the faith. And so thank you for the example of Saint Perpetua, who was young and beautiful, much like today in our, how would she have been today? Well, in those times, saints longed for our times because of the opportunity of grace. The opportunity of grace we have today. We have that opportunity. Jesus Christ is yesterday, today, and forever the same. And his church is here. And all we but do is ask our Lord and love our Lord. Jesus, I love you. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. And I ask pardon of you for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, nor do not love you. Mother Mary, Queen of Heaven, my Queen, I love you, Mother Mary. And those of my family that are with you, praying and interceding for us. And so my encouragement is to make the Mass the center of your life, to go to Mass, to receive the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity, and go to confession. Go to confession. The Lord takes those sins and throws them into the sea of forgetfulness, and he remembers them no more. And you're given a judgment of mercy. His mercy he will honor when you stand before him to face his justice. So may we be ready when that time comes, as Saint Perpetua and Philosophy were ready when their time came. And all of us, that time will come, all of us, one day. And so may we be preparing ourselves as if we're on a journey. And so that we are. And heaven should be our sight, just as that dream of Saint Perpetua, where she saw. And along the way, man, there are a lot of rabbit trails out there that people get stuck in the mire, and they just, they can't get out of it somehow. And so those who are caught in addictions and all kinds of mire, mud, help us to reach out to them, Lord, and save those who will choose you. Choose you this day who you will serve. For me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Amen. And today being Lent, and the Stations of the Cross, and we'll do the second station of the Stations of the Cross, sung and composed by Catholic artist Donna Corey Gibson, the second station.
The second station, Jesus takes up his cross.
Go and prepare the Passover for us.
This is the hour, the reason he came. How we long to drink this cup.
We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world.
And let us close as we began. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And may the Lord shower upon you his grace and give you this, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, courage and wisdom and knowledge, fortitude, fear of the Lord, understanding. Amen. God bless you all this day. Amen.